Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
We hold these truths to be self-evident.
If our enemies dare to strike us, they and all who have aided them will face fearful consequences.
Your country can do for you.
The eyes of the world are upon you. You will bring about the destruction of the German war machine.
And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
What is going on? And welcome over here to Speaking the Truth, Episode 3. It is August 31st, 2021. We got a plan. And that plan is, I'm going to go to Nebraska Furniture Mart today, and I'm actually going to buy a desk, and we're going to set up the studio for filming. Now, the greatest thing about that is we actually get to probably bring some sweet succulent video content for the ones that are looking for it, because I did read some of the comments on Instagram that you guys are wanting the video aspect of this video, so I'm going to lay out my entire office is going to be turned into a podcast studio. I really do enjoy doing these, so hopefully you guys are actually enjoying them as we are making them. I'm trying to make them 5 days a week. It's not really too difficult to get the content to make them. It's just trying to find the time. So hopefully I have enough time, and I'll be having to bring this on the road. As some of y'all do know, I do travel quite a bit. The first thing of the day. This is, I know there's a lot going on in Afghanistan. We'll touch on that here in a minute, but this one's actually pretty bad. This is actually coming out of Dallas. This is pretty much one of the shittiest stories I've seen in a little bit other than Biden's debacle over in Afghanistan. There was a gentleman, a shithead. Yes, a piece of shit named Imran Ali Rashid, 32. Yes, 32-year-old male. Of Garland, Texas, he died after he was shot by Plano officer on Sunday. Authorities said he left a note about a possible motive for his actions within his vehicle. Now, this guy literally is one of those piece of shit kind of individuals I was talking about that I was worried about crossing the border and or getting its way or finding its way into the United States in the first place. I know we have these kind of people here who look up to the terrorism and terrorist acts and all the terrorists that are over in the Middle East in general. I know we have some people here that are sympathizers for them. So this is pretty fucking wild. So I'm going to go ahead and read this. If you guys don't know about this, this is going to make your blood boil if you're an American. A man who killed a Lyft driver Sunday afternoon in Garland and then opened fire at a Plano police headquarters before an officer shot him may have been inspired by foreign terrorists. I'm reading this directly from the Dallas News. I want you guys to know that. The shithead that I told you guys about earlier, Imran Ali Rashid, 32. He died from wounds he sustained on Sunday's shooting. Thank God the police took him out. Thank God. That is really good. I feel really bad. But the woman who was slain, this shithead shot a woman. She was a 26-year-old woman. Her name was Isabella Lewis of Garland. She was a Lyft driver. Now, his motives for shooting her is fucking just makes me so angry. Just sitting here reading through some of this. Rashid was behaving erratically, walked into a lobby of a Plano police headquarters, left, and then returned with a handgun. A civilian employee who was in the lobby with a visitor tried to talk him to calm the situation. So, a short time later, Rashid, who was reportedly, he was having erratic behavior, walked into the lobby of the Plano police headquarters, left, and then returned with a handgun. A civilian employee who was in the lobby with a visitor tried to talk to him and calm the situation, but for some unknown reason, Rashid decided to open fire inside of the police station. The two people in the lobby took shelter, and two officers heard the gunshots responded. One of the officers tried to shoot Rashid through the bulletproof glass, and the second entered the lobby through a side door and fired 3 shots, all which struck Rashid. Rashid also fired at the officer. I haven't finished reading through this, and I don't really exactly know why he even did this. Rashid was also the subject of an FBI counterterrorism investigation from 2010 to 2013, but the case was closed after investigators determined he did not pose a threat. Clearly, this son of a bitch did pose a threat, because he was around killing cops and like civilians for no apparent reason. Yeah, and the police in the Plano Police Department actually did come out. They said we have no idea why he came to Plano to confront police officers. I don't know. Maybe somebody pissed in his Cheerios that morning. Maybe he was just a piece of shit in the first place. I have no idea, but he did do this. And to me, this is fuck. It's terrible. Yeah. So as of right now, there's literally no motive for a man, some shithead Imran Ali Rashid, who killed a Lyft driver and decided to go shoot at police officers. That's the worst thing about what has gone on in this country. Is they painted police officers to be these bad people when in fact all they do is they're here to serve the public. That kind of shit gets under my skin. I love cops. There's nothing wrong with cops. If you don't fuck with cops, they're not going to fuck with you. That's pretty much the way I look at it. Just don't do stupid shit and they're not going to come to you. If you do stupid stuff, of course they're going to come find you. If you're going to break the law, they're going to come find you. If you're going to sell drugs and do stupid shit, yeah, you're going to be a target of the police. Change your fucking life. Don't become a target. That's what they're there for. I don't have any problems with the cops because I don't do stupid shit. Doesn't matter the color of your skin. Don't do stupid shit. You won't get fucked with by the cops. That's as simple as that. So this is a pretty little tasty one that's coming out of California. Oh, my lands. I know some of you guys love California who are watching this. I know we have a lot of real Americans, like true real American that are in California. There's a lot of y'all. And y'all are pretty vocal about it when you are. But there's a teacher in California who is facing a tremendous amount of backlash after she is suggesting that students pledge allegiance to the pride flag. You did not hear me say that incorrectly. She wants them to pledge allegiance to the pride flag. This is another reason why I love living in Texas. I know I'll never have this problem. I don't understand why an individual thinks that this pride flag or any other flag that's in America needs to have praise saying to it is clearly just asinine. Anyway, California School District is investigating a teacher who posted a now viral video. I don't know if you guys have seen it. I've seen it. Once we get the video version of this podcast up on YouTube, you guys will be able to. I've got some good ideas. But there's a video right now where she joked about telling students that he could pledge allegiance to the pride flag. That's not a fucking thing. You do not pledge allegiance to a pride flag. You know, the American flag is the greatest symbol other than the Bible on planet Earth. And you cannot tell me it isn't. Now, this makes no sense whatsoever. So this lady, she doesn't have her TikTok account anymore, I guess, which is probably pretty smart. I don't really understand why a school teacher would need a TikTok account in the first place. But she deleted it after this video. But this is the most asinine. This goes on to say how fucking weird some of the people are in California. So she had an American flag hanging inside of her classroom prior to COVID-19. Okay. She took it down during the COVID-19 pandemic because it made her feel uncomfortable. Yes, this is fucking... So she took down the American flag because it made her feel uncomfortable, but she has a pride flag hanging in the classroom that makes her feel just fine. This is what goes on with in some people's mind, which I don't really clearly understand. Why does a flag... It's literally just a piece of cloth. But it has a lot of meaning. How does it make you that angry where you have to take it down and replace it with a flag... That is literally just a rainbow. Like it's to me, it just is. It's pretty fucking wild. Oh God, here's the video. The video is actually still online. She may have deleted her account, but the video is still online. I would say, you know, maybe she'll have to find another job, but we already know she's literally living in California doing whatever she wants. And in California, we also know that the pride flag is probably a little bit more powerful than the American flag. They think that it is much higher on the totem pole, literally than the American flag. So. She'll be fine. I'm actually not shocked. I wouldn't be shocked in front of a bunch of schools in California. They actually fly that flag instead of the American flag. I'm actually pretty positive that most schools actually do fly that flag. Matter of fact. So if you guys do not know, Lieutenant Colonel Scheller, I stated in the very first episode that he was being basically relieved of his duties. No, he wasn't basically. He was being relieved of his duties because of things that he said on social media. It got almost 800,000 views in the first 12 hours or something like that of the video being up on Facebook. I had a ton of good feedback on it. Well, he is now resigning. He's been in the military for 17 years. He's been in the Marines for 17 years. 17 fucking years he spent. He joined basically, I'm going to say 2003, 2004, somewhere around there. So he joined at the very beginning of the wars, literally very beginning. He went through the surges of Iraq, surges of Afghanistan, all the influx, all the shit, all the bloodiest years. And now he was resigning because of upper level echelon leaders. We'll just say that everybody above him, he was a lieutenant colonel, so he's in charge of an entire battalion, which he was, I believe, in charge of an infantry training battalion over probably on Paris Island or some. I don't exactly know which one he was in charge of, but he was in charge of a boot camp, basically, a battalion over at a boot camp. And this gentleman decided to resign after 17 years, and He actually says this: I could stay in the Marine Corps for another 3 years, but I do not think that that's the path I'm on. I'm resigning my commission as a United States Marine effective now. I'm sure there's some more admin or knows what to do, and I'll work through that. Oh, I'm sure there's a ton of admin. I don't know what this guy's going to do. I don't even know how that works. I've never had an officer resign when I was in. We've had really shitty officers and really good officers. I can give you examples of both. This gentleman is definitely the right kind of officer. I did read that some of his guys that were underneath him, they said that they would follow him to the gates of hell with an MRE spoon. I actually told a guy that was above me, I was in Afghanistan, at the very end of the deployment, we're kind of done, like literally done, we're on our way back. And he got basically in charge and tasked with us to lead us back to the United States and do our fucking paperwork. I told this guy, which is, I'm not going to say his name. I told him, he was above me. I said, I wouldn't follow you down a lit hallway. Because he was a fucking terrible leader. And this guy right here clearly isn't. If you have people coming out saying that kind of stuff, you have people that are for the Marines or for the soldiers or for the military personnel. Then you have the ones that generally make, I'm going to call them lifers, all the ones that are generally officers that are in there for life. The only way that you can get a high political advantage or in the military, even be any kind of like person with political power, is an officer, essentially. And those people generally are just yes man. They stay in for 30 plus years and they just say yes, 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 sir. There's no pushback. They're just basically been paper pushers their entire life. And that's pretty much it. That's what we have right now. I mean, they're pushing fucking CRT and gendered studies and all this shit to the military when that's not their job. The military's entire job is to make sure that Americans are safe. Terrorism is pretty much kept to it's as minimal as we could possibly keep it. And just make sure America as a whole is just safe as all can be. That's pretty much it. Their job isn't to teach them about general studies and general neutral. And when I was getting in, they were starting to bring, I can go back on how the military and when it started becoming woke. And they, what I would call woke was probably in 2013, 12-ish. Maybe somewhere around there. When I had to been 13. I was on my way out. I just went through special forces selection. I'd been injured, and where was I at? I was at Airborne. I think I was coming back from Airborne or something. I don't know. They were starting to send females to Ranger school. Rangers never had females. Females were never allowed in infantry and all this kind of stuff. That's when it started turning into woke, and it had to do with Obama, and they wanted to make females were allowed to do jobs that men can't do or men can do and vice like that. They just wanted everybody to be able to do everything and everybody to get along with everything. But there's so many problems with that. And I'm not going to go on a rant, but men and women are built differently. They can't do the same thing. Men can't have babies. Women can have babies. Men have a different bone structure. Men can build bigger body mass in general. They have testosterone levels much higher than females. They're just built differently. God made us different. Men can sit in the woods. I've literally sat, I was in Afghanistan for almost 2 months or 3 months without a shower. Females can't do that. I know that for a fact. You can't stick them in austere conditions for too long because they may get infections. Like that's not even their fault. That's just what it is. Men and women were completely different. So that's when the military started going woke, and now it's really bad with the current administration. And he also took away a ton of funding. I'm not going to go into that. Anyway, Lieutenant Colonel Scheller just resigned. I hope everything works out for the guy. The guy is clearly a badass. He's always been an infantry officer. There's 100% guarantee that he has seen Marines get blown up since he's been in inside a theater. I know he has been. There's no way that he's got that high without being to theater multiple times, especially during the times that he was in, because the Marines are small. And inside that, if you're an infantryman in general, I mean, when I was in for 7 years, and I went on two rotations in 7 years. And then the other times I was basically training up for rotations and or doing schooling. So I know for a fact he at least deployed. I couldn't tell. I'm going to say 3 or 4 times in that period for sure. All right. Well, we're pretty much, I'm done with that. Lieutenant Colonel Scheller, you're pretty much a badass buddy. Hopefully everything works out there. There's still tons going on over in Afghanistan. I don't know if you guys know this. We had our last, this is such a political little stunt here, but for photo op, I guess you'd say, remember I was saying there's a difference in officers and who stays in and whatnot, but the very last, the very last military personnel has actually left Afghanistan. They didn't just leave in a hurry. They'd make fucking Biden's deadline of the 31st, because they did. they made it. They also left a bunch of shit behind. Stuff that still apparently is breathing. And I actually know a little bit about what these shitheads, the Talibans, do to dogs. We left some military working dogs. I don't know exactly how many. I saw some photos. And it's kind of sickening. I mean, I know what they do to animals. I actually brought an animal back from Afghanistan. I had to like put him in the back of a taxi cab and bring him back. And there's some images online, which I'm going to pull up right now. I have this long fucking list of shit. So here was it. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. There's 20 plus is what I'm seeing right here. 20 plus service dogs were left behind. I'm not going to be... And I'm going to tell you guys right now, those dogs probably aren't alive right now. Just going to throw that out there. Those dogs, most likely, 100%, I'd put all the money I have right now that every one of those dogs was shot, like right out the gate. I know you guys probably don't believe me, but I know exactly what they do to dogs over there. And it's the same thing they do with, they treat the women and the dogs about the same, to be honest with you, literally about the same. So this is also something that's been going on over there in Kabul since we left. They have learned how to fly the Blackhawks we left, which is kind of interesting. But not only are they using the Blackhawks to fly around and take photos and look cool, but they're now hanging people on them. Yes, that is right. They're doing public executions using Blackhawks. There's videos online of a person being hung from a Blackhawk flying around Kabul to do public executions. Remember I told you guys in yesterday's upload that they literally killed a gentleman for singing. Well, who knows what this person did? This he could have been one of the people on the list that the Biden administration handed over the people they needed to get out, and now they're flying them around by their neck hung. This isn't me. I can't make this up. This is that horrific that I literally cannot make this. This is all online. If you want to go look at it, you can type it in. I'm not going to click play, and I don't really honestly want to watch somebody swinging lifeless from a Blackhawk. Don't really want to do it. The real question is, who's going to be held accountable for this? I don't hear anybody from them. This is another reason why we want to do this podcast. You don't ever hear the mainstream media talking about this kind of shit. They're not talking about it. You know why? Because then they have to hold somebody accountable. Somebody needs to be held accountable for the shit that is going on over there. When Trump did stupid shit, hold him accountable. When Obama did stupid shit, hold him accountable. When Bush did stupid shit, hold him accountable. They're in charge of the most powerful country on planet Earth. Hold them fucking accountable. Hold them accountable. That's pretty much it. Fuck your political agenda. Hold them accountable. I will say that when the Taliban, they entered, there's footage of them entering the Kabul airport. And they go and they look at these aircraft that are left inside the hangar. I mean, they're just little tiny. They look like little tiny Chinooks. They look like UN. They just fly around, maybe UN personnel or something. They're just tiny little Chinooks. They're not even painted in military colors. And they were left inoperable, is what I was told, or what I, not personally what I was told, but what I've read. They left them to where they couldn't work. There's pictures coming up, though, of them leaving MRAPs, 122-millimeter howitzers, Zeus anti-aircraft. Those things are pretty, pretty mean. But my main question is, we may have left this howitzer, but do they have the firing pin? Take the firing pin away. Did we weld something inside of it to where you can't shoot it out? Did they put, wouldn't shock me if we shoved C4 inside of them and blew the inner parts of this thing out and they're just using them for photo ops. I mean, we did that with Dishkas and stuff that we'd find all the time. We'd find all these weapons cache, and we'd either destroy it or give it to the Afghan, which is so ironic fucking saying this right now. We'd give it to the Afghan army, which basically we would kill Taliban members, take their weapons, give them to the Afghan army and or destroy them. But now they just got their weapons back. Oh man. And that goes on to, did we waste the last 20 fucking years of our life? You know, I don't know. So this entire thing started when I was 11 or 12. And it's kind of crazy to me to think, because my daughter, she's 6. If you just double her age, which it's hard for me to imagine her being that age. And then another 6 years after that, she'd been in my position. So it's just kind of nuts. Do I think we waited? And I don't even know where I was going with that. I'm sorry. I just went on a little bit of a random thought tangent, I guess you'd say. But did we waste the last 20 years? I really don't know. What did we accomplish? Well, we accomplished that if you put too much politics in war, you will not succeed. I know, looking back, as many people would like to say we failed and we could not beat the Taliban, that is the most idiotic thing I've ever heard. We started to fail in Afghanistan when politicians decided they wanted to intervene. That is, I'm not kidding, and I'm not saying that because I was over there and I fought this fucking war that may or may not have been for anything. I don't want to say that because I lost some friends over there. I came back pretty fucked up myself from it. So I don't want to say that that was, I hope that's not the fucking case, but the biggest lesson we should take from this, take politics out of wars. Politics and politicians should stay the fuck out of wars. What did I say in the previous episodes? America doesn't fight wars. Unless we're talking World War II, that was an American war. Everybody was all hands on deck. The people that fight the wars are the people in the military. Everybody else is either in college, smoking weed, drinking, sitting in their home, playing fucking video games. That's what they're doing. So let's just be real. Take the political bullshit and politicians out of the wars, and I promise you we would win much faster and it would have been much cheaper. They would have just said, unleash the dogs, take the hands off, do your fucking job, boys. 24 months. I don't even know if it would take that long. We would go in and we would wreck shop because there were so many times we'd be sitting there for a week with not a lot to do because our hands would be tied because some bullshit would come down from some guy, some officer higher up that wanted to add something to his, basically his officer's fucking report. Like he wanted to, so he can get promoted. He wanted to put together something. You know what? We're going to go ahead and just stop there. I'm about to go down a rant that I don't feel is necessary. Do I think that we did our 20 years and were failures? Not exactly, in the sense that if we just learned from our mistakes, take politics and politicians out of it, especially dirty, nasty politicians, which I feel like there's more and more podcasts and more people coming up like myself who are wanting to actually be honest and be truthful. Like, that's what we need. And you're not going to see it. That's the other thing. You're not going to see a lot of social media influencers, people like myself. I almost have, a couple million people on YouTube, another 700 and something thousand on Instagram, just myself. That's not even including all my business accounts and all my other stuff. I mean, think about it. You don't see anybody. You don't see anybody with a social media following other than Nelk. Nelk are the only guys. They're giants, megas on YouTube. But they speak about what they care about politics, and they say, yeah, fuck, we vote red. We love red. You have all the other ones who just cower in a fucking corner because they're too scared that their demographics are going to turn away, shy away, not buy their fucking apparel. That's literally what the biggest thing is. You'll see the ones with 10 million, 5 million, 6 million, 8 million. They have a belief. They're either red or blue. They're never going to talk about it because they want you to buy their fucking t-shirts. That is God honest truth. You'll never see one. You can ask them and they're just going to shrug their shoulders. They have an opinion, but they're never going to state it because they're just kind of scared that, well, people aren't going to buy t-shirts. One of the things you guys can also take from is we didn't just let down the men and the women who fought in the wars. You let down the people that actually helped us in the wars, because right now they're going to be, right now as we speak, there's an article coming around right now on Fox. God dang, this is terrible. They're doing Taliban's committing house-to-house executions in Kabul after U.S. exits. And there's actually audio that's demonstrating this.
Alan, sir, I think there is a conflict between Taliban's. I have no idea where I'm located. From everywhere I hear the sounds of shooting, gunfire. So I have no idea how to leave.
So what you guys just listened to right there, it sounds like an interpreter or somebody that helped us that couldn't get out is now stuck there, and he clearly says he has no idea how to leave. I doesn't say his name, just says from a source. I'm going to say that person's going to have a lot of problems going ahead in life. It's going to be pretty rough. I don't know if they're going to make it past a week or a couple days, but I think it's just this whole thing's shitty. It's terrible. We let those people down. We let the ones that were helping us over the last 20 years down. The ones that have survived the wars in the last 10, 5 years, the ones that have been trying to literally feed their families so we take American money are now going to be beheaded and or flung from a helicopter by their necks. Because, I mean, what did Biden say? That he was going to get everybody out? Fuck no, that dude broke his promise to every single person, even Americans that were left over there. It's fucking sickening. Oh, you guys want to know something else that's pretty fucking sickening as well? I'm just going to throw this out there. Excuse my language for that one. That was a little not needed. That wasn't needed. But CNN calls the Taliban soldiers. Can I just go out there and say they are not soldiers? I don't know why they think that they need to be called that. Soldiers is a very respectable term. Like that's that definition of a soldier is very respectable. I mean, you could be a Chinese soldier, you could be a Russian soldier, American soldier. Like you're underneath an actual government entity. The Taliban are terrorists. They are not soldiers. When soldiers fight each other, they're wearing uniforms fighting for a country. They're not dressed as civilians blowing up random people to instill fear on a populace or a population so they will follow them, or cut their hands off for stealing, or cut their eyes out for looking at somebody, or cut their head off for no reason, shoot them in the back of their head because they sing. Taliban aren't soldiers. Why in the hell would CNN even call them that is beyond me. I had to also throw that out there. This is some other, we'll back off that Afghanistan stuff. I want to tell you guys right now that there's also some interesting shit going on in China, which is kind of goofy, but China actually just cut children's online gaming to 1 hour. Yes, that is right. China cut the amount of video games a child could play and limits them to 1 hour a day. I think it was a total of 3 hours a week they're allowed to play. So I don't know what the fuck these kids are going to be doing over there in China, because I'm pretty sure this is like their big thing. I wonder how big of a hit Tencent and all these guys and all these companies that own these mobile games over there. I bet you they took a fat hit in the market. Absolutely just killed it. But they stated that earlier this month, the state media outlet branded online games as spiritual opium. Give me some of that spiritual opium. The other question is, how are you going to regulate a child to playing only a certain amount of hours per day? And the other question is, you guys who are listening to this, who may not be pro-America and all this kind of shit, you're now realizing, I mean, we're talking about the communist China wants to control you so much and your kids so much that they're not going to allow them to play video games for a certain amount of time. Shouldn't that be your right to say, you know, you probably shouldn't play anymore because you've been playing for the last 6 hours. Not you get 1 hour here and there, go outside. I mean, what are they going to do in China? Anyway, there you go. China's cracking down on video games. Taliban's taking over. China's cracking down. If you guys did not know, Russia is running military drills currently on the Uzbekistan border. Yes, that is not me making some shit up, but there's 500 infantry troops right now carrying out drills. Oh, I said Uzbekistan. Excuse me, Tajikistan. I always get those two confused. You know what? Let me look at a map real quick because I feel like an absolute idiot. Uzbekistan, because I'm pretty sure they're right next to each other. And yes, they are. Uzbekistan is just above Tajikistan. So when I was talking about what country I flew into, I'm pretty positive I flew into Tajikistan. Or was it Uzbekistan? I might have been to both. Don't really recall. Anyway, they're doing military operations. There's not a lot of them. There's only 500, which 500 in the terms of, well, United States, that'd be a couple of companies. A couple companies worth of men. So that might be a battalion. They might have just sent a battalion down there. I don't really exactly know, but they're from the military base in Tajikistan. So they didn't really go very far. Just like us, they have military personnel in other countries. So I didn't also know this, but I guess this is actually the third one that is carried out by Russia on the Afghan border this month. And next month, Russia is leading a security block. Will hold a, or the Russian-led security block will hold another exercise in Kyrgyzstan, which hosts a Russian military base. Okay, good job, Russia. Way to go. Way to secure the border. They're doing a better job at securing the border than America is. Oh my gosh, this is also something that's kind of wild to me. Did you guys know that people are lying to get an early COVID-19 booster shot? That is right. People are actually saying that they didn't receive the first two to get a third. I don't even know if that is a booster shot. Some folks aren't willing. Yeah, it literally says some folks aren't willing to wait for the federal government's green light to get a booster shot of the vaccine. So now you have people. Oh my God. Not just a couple people have lied about getting two to get a third. There has been an estimated 1.1 million people have got an unauthorized third shot. 1.1 million people. Holy shit. And, it actually probably won't surprise you guys on where the shots are actually being administered. Florida, a little shocking there, but Ohio, California, Illinois, not super shocking there. And then Tennessee. I don't really know what goes on in Tennessee, but apparently Tennesseans, you guys are getting your third shots before we've even said that two is good to go. Yes, I've got two, so do not say that I'm an anti-vaxxer, anti-masker, or anti... Just I'm for freedom. So do what the fuck you want. But I don't even know, a lot of these people that post about this online, they don't really discuss either how long the immunity lasts. So I said, you know what, how long does it last? So I started typing in and do some research last night. There's a couple websites. Apparently Israel's doubled down on booster shots as daily COVID cases set new record. I know we don't really enjoy talking about COVID. It seems like that was the only thing we've talked about the last year and a half. It is what it is. You guys may not believe this, but I'm actually super anti-lockdown. If I'm anything, I'm anti-lockdown. That is the most un-American, non-freedom thing on planet Earth, and it absolutely kills businesses. You know how many people's businesses has gone out of business? Small businesses have gone out of business. Big businesses don't care. If you did not have an online business prior to COVID-19, you are so screwed because you had no foot traffic. I know this because I know a couple of small business owners that actually have no real online presence that were hurt dramatically. At least they received some grants from the cities they were in to keep them going. Thank God for that. If they did not, they wouldn't still be in business for sure because they couldn't afford anything. But Israel lawmakers are keen to avoid another lockdown after overseeing one of the world's fastest vaccination drives. They say the new daily coronavirus infections, however, have just climbed to record levels over there in Israel. This is where it gets kind of crazy because 63% of the Israeli population has been fully vaccinated and they're seeing a spike in cases. And I don't really know if it doesn't say on here if it's the non-vaccinated or the vaccinated. But this also goes back, I just read through this real quick, and it's saying the same thing that I had stated yesterday. So the Delta variant, yes, it is hurting people. I do have a buddy that had really bad chest complications and still has them. To this day, it affects everybody differently. His wife got it, no issues. He got it, absolutely destroyed him for like a month, had to be put on oxygen. Very strange. You never really know. But this is also saying that they had, with the same amount of cases with this Delta variant, they had 25 deaths in comparison with the one in January, the same strain, the original one, they had 101. So this is what I was asking you guys the other day. Does anybody really know if this variant is as powerful or does it just transmit much faster? I don't know. Yeah, I thought there was going to be something good coming out of this New York Times thing, but literally it's stating the same exact thing I just read. I think he may have just copy and pasted most of it over here. No one really knows. I don't know if they're going to need a vaccine booster every 6 months or 5 years. So we're kind of all sitting just not really a good spot. I will say this, as I'm filming this, the previous day, the stock market had actually closed at a new all-time high, which to me is kind of crazy. From my end, I don't know if it's just me, but it seems like there's a lot of uncertainty with the administration itself, how they did Afghanistan, which is that just people screaming from the rooftops like myself on how mad they are, and the people on Wall Street, they don't really care. They're just looking at the business end of it, because it didn't just have a high of all time, close. It's still kind of pushing forward. Today, it's not up a ton, but it's not red. It's more, I'd call it more of a flat day. There's no like dramatic swings in either direction. And I don't really know. And that goes, these guys in Wall Street are much smarter than I. I have absolutely no idea. I will say that there's nothing going on with the whole renters eviction. Goldman did put something out. This is a sharp, rapid increase in evictions as landlords are owed billions of dollars, which goes back to a lot of people say that don't evict me because I can't find work, but I promise you can find work. That's another thing that drives me absolutely nuts. There is so many jobs available. I can go down the street, 2 minutes down the street to Kroger and to the yogurt place and the Mexican food restaurant and the Arby's. It doesn't really matter. There's help wanted signs everywhere. I don't care where you're at in this country. I was just up north last week, help wanted signs everywhere. It'll take me 45 minutes to an hour to get my food at a restaurant at times because there's not enough wait staff. On a Thursday or a Wednesday. Fuck trying to go in on a Saturday. You know what I mean? Because people are just getting this free money. I'm glad that's over with. God, I'm glad that's over with. But that's also the crazy other thing. So our renters owe all this money, these billions of dollars to these people that own the houses that they're renting the houses from. What if all these people default on their actual home loans? What is that going to do to the market? That's something else I've also thought about. You have 2.5 to 3 million American households are behind on rent currently right now, owed as much as $17 billion. 750,000 households will ultimately be evicted later this year, barring action by Congress, which I'm not against it. I believe everybody should be working. You're right to make your own choice. And if I'm having to pay my bills and I'm your person that's, or I'm your landlord and I have to, my bills are due, you need to go to fucking work. You know what I mean? That's what I believe. California and New Jersey currently are shielding people from eviction under state laws. Roughly 90% of the country will lose access to these emergency protections by the end of this month. Next month, excuse me. And the only reason why I am not for this and I'm super against this is because I know for a fact that there's a lot of work out there. I was talking to a gentleman yesterday who owns a construction company, and he's having to pay his workers two times right now just to get them to stay at work because they know they can stay home and just collect a check. To me, that is asinine, because then it just doesn't drive up the kind of cost that it comes to building a project out when he's having to bid a project. Think about that. Now the person that's asking him to come in and say remodel a room, it's going to be twice as expensive because now he's having to pay his employees twice as much. And a lot of people that don't own business don't realize you can't just randomly surge the price of how much you pay your employees, because there's not a lot of profit fixed into these costs. Like it's just not the way it works. It's not the way economy works. But anyway, that's one of the things I want to touch on. Here's the last thing we'll talk about, I guess. I don't want to keep you guys too long, but there's actually a new COVID strand. So now we're on to, I have absolutely no idea what strand we're on, but South African researchers keep a wary eye on yet another coronavirus variant. This is not me making some shit up. This is real. C.1.2 popped up in South Africa, along with seven other countries, Africa, Asia, and the Pacific are doing researchers' reports on them currently, literally right now. Oh, man. Hopefully this one that they have coming out is literally done nothing, but there's articles all on it. You can see we don't know if it really means anything, and it's going to be a varying concern of the WHO, the World Health Organization, which I don't know how much actual stake and you guys put into them and what they say. A lot of people think that they're just a puppet of China, which I don't know how much I believe in that. I like I said, take everything you say on the media with a grain of salt, and hopefully on here you guys, this is all me just speaking truths that I see it to be. And I guess you would say it's all opinion. It's because of exactly what it is, but it's what I think to be the truth. And I'm trying to see through all the bullshit that's actually online, because there is an absolute shitload of it. Just a lot. But that's it. That's what we got going on for you guys. There was a ton of equipment lift. I didn't even talk about that. That was left overseas. I'm going to hop off here, though, because I don't want to keep you guys too long. Hope the Taliban are having a celebratory victory over there in Afghanistan while we sit here in the United States wondering what in the actual fuck is going on at the very top, the very upper echelons of our government. As I sit here in Texas, look at a big, blue, beautiful sky. I will talk to you guys tomorrow. Remember, I don't really have a fucking outro yet, but I do love you guys, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.